Okay, good afternoon. One of the big stories in the news today, we're not going to talk about Yom HaTzmut, we already did that. One of the big stories in the news today, or over the course of this week, the big story in the news over the course of this week, is the leaked draft from the Supreme Court about overturning Roe v. Wade. And everyone has an opinion, and a lot of people are saying opinions in the name of Judaism. A lot of people from the more liberal streams of Judaism who are not guided by the Torah and are guided by more just whatever they feel are suggesting that, that upholding Roe v. Wade is what every fiber of Judaism suggests. Others suggest that overturning Roe v. Wade in terms of abortion is what every fiber of Judaism suggests. And of course the truth is that whatever law any state would ever pass or whatever law the country would have is not going to be an accurate reflection of the halacha, and even what the halacha is far from clear. Meaning it is one of the most controversial points in Yiddishkeit itself. So we're going to give like a skeleton of the topic, like a very, very, very basic presentation of the topic over the course of the next 10 minutes or so. The isser for a non-Jew to get an abortion is very clear in the Gemara, and the isser for a Jew to get an abortion is also pretty clear that there is an isser, but what the isser is not as clear. There are three basic sugyas in Shas that discuss the issue. Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis quotes a Mishnah Masech Zalos that you're allowed to kill a fetus that's still b'mei imo only to save the mother's life, but if it's not a threat to the mother's life, then you're not allowed to. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Zayin says that if a pregnant woman is chayiv misa, in order to execute her, you don't wait for her to give birth first. You let her, you execute her, even knowing that that's going to be an execution for the child as well. And the Gemara's only kasha on that is pshita. That isn't that obvious that you would do that. You would not delay an execution on account of the fact that a woman is pregnant. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin derives from a pasuk in Parshas Noach that if a non-Jew kills a fetus, that he's chayiv misa. Yet for a Jew, there's an explicit pasuk that you're not chayiv misa, that you're chayiv mamon for killing a fetus. Ki yinatzu anashim, you pay money rather than misa. So this leaves us all confused because you have counterindications in all these different sugyas. How severe is the isser? Meaning, again, there's no way that it is a dover hamutter to do. There may be circumstances. There definitely are circumstances where it's mutter. The Mishnah Nolo says certainly if it's threatening the mother's life, it's mutter. Maybe according to some other poskim, there are other circumstances that it's mutter. But every isser has circumstances that they're mutter, because every isser is mutter in makom pikuach nefesh except for three. So how severe is the isser? Tosos in Nida Daf Mem Dalet and Beis sounds like he says that it's heter gamur, but Rav Moshe writes in Chosha Mishmach Chelk Beis and Samach Tes that it's clear that he really meant to say pater, that it's not mutter. The Ran in Chulin Daf Nun Ches sounds like it's only an isser midrabana, because he explains why we don't wait for a pregnant woman to give birth before executing her. That Gemara in Erechin that we spoke about before, and he says you don't have to be choshesh l'uber klal. So the Achazer points out that it's unlikely that he means heter gamur. So probably what he means is an isser drabanan, that there's some sort of isser drabanan. It would seem to be to have to be daraisa based on the svara that we have of mi ikamidi, that there's never anything that's going to be aser for a nachri, aser for a ben noach, and mutter for Yisrael. The Mesh Chachma in Shemos Perek Lamenei Pasuk Beis says that it's aser daraisa and yichayv misa bidei shemayim. In the Mizrachi on Shemos Chaf Aleph Yud Beis says that it's the same as Ritzicha, but every time there will only be asra safek, because you don't know if it will be a ben kayama, so you can never actually execute a person for doing it, but it's the same as Ritzicha. So what is exactly the nature of this isser? Now that we have no idea what the severity of the isser is, whether it's heter gamur or isser drabanan or isser daraisa, we're pretty confident that it's not heter gamur, but what exactly is the nature of the isser? So the Mishnah clearly distinguishes between an uber b'mei imo, which you can kill when it threatens a mother's life, and achar shiyotza la'avira olam, which you can't kill. But what exactly is that distinction? So Rashi writes that prior to birth, he's lav nefeshu, which apparently indicates that it's not ritzicha. However, the Rambam in Rotzeich Shmiras Nefesh Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, and that lashon is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, says mishahotzi rosho ein ogen bo she'ein doch nefesh b'nei nefesh v'zehu tivo shel olam. It sounds like he holds that it is murder, and that's why you need to explain that the baby is in fact a rodev, because otherwise, if you wouldn't be allowed to kill the fetus. If it weren't ritzicha, then there would be no shaila. Then of course, for pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to violate every isser. The very fact that you need to explain why the baby is a rodev says a number of the achronim based on the lashon of the Rambam seems to indicate that it is ritzicha. If it's not ritzicha, what exactly is it? So that there are many different opinions about that as well. If it's an isser but it's not ritzicha, what isser is it? So the Chavos Yair in Simla Lamed Aleph writes, Hashchas HaZera, that it's an Isra of Hashchas HaZera at a very advanced stage of the Zera. That's a little bit strange, because after Kabbalah HaTorah, there's no longer a mitzvah of Purur Revu for Bnei Noach, and the Isra of Hashchas HaZera is a function of Purur Revu, and Bnei Noach are a mitzvah in Hapalas Ubar. The Marit in Chelek Aleph Simen Tzad Yizayin suggests that it's an Isra of Chavala. You're not allowed to be Chaval yourself, so that seems like a very likely candidate of what the Isra is, and the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo and Chosh Mishpat Simen Kof Lamed Beis says that it's an Isra of Sakana for the mother, that you're not allowed to do surgical procedures for no reason, and to do an abortion is a surgical procedure that you're doing for no reason, that inherently puts the mother in Sakana. The Nishmas Avram writes in the name of Rosh Zalman Orbach in Simen Tov Chav Hei that Rosh Zalman held that it's Geneva, because you can't even steal money from a fetus, so you're for sure not allowed to steal the fetus's life from the fetus. It's an offshoot of the Isra of Geneva. It could be Nafkaminas, and the Tzitz Eliezer, he writes that maybe if one is going to get an abortion, better to have a female doctor based on the Chavis Yari, that the sort of the Yisra is mostly Zara Levatala, and a woman is not Mitzuvah mostly Zara Levatala, whereas a man is Mitzuvah not Zara Levatala. Maybe it's better to not to have a Nachri do it, because Ben Noach is Musar Mitzuvah Ala Ubrim. Maybe, so they're all different potential Nafkaminas in terms of if one has to do what to do. Even if it is Ritzicha, there's a shaila whether it's Yahari Val Yavar. Pashtus says it's not. Rav Unterman was asked about a girl who, Rachmana Litzlan, was raped by a Nazi, and the Nazi told the doctor that if he doesn't do an abortion on the fetus, that he's going to kill the doctor. So the doctor either has to do the abortion or get himself killed, because the Nazi didn't want to be the father of a Jewish child. So Rav Unterman was Makel, because even if it's a form of Ritzicha, whatever you call Makel, he allowed the abortion, because even if it's a form of Ritzicha, it's not among the 365 mitzvahs lo sase, and therefore it's not a candidate to be an Abizrayu of Shvichas Damin. That in order to be an Abizrayu, it has to be included in one of the lo sases. Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Sadivav, is also Mekel, because of the Svara of Mai Chazis de Dama Didach Sumak Tvei doesn't apply to a fetus. It's very mistaber that Dama Didach Sumak Tvei, so you would not say Yahareg Va'al Yavar. So that's the basic discussion. Where it really comes out in Lemaisa is in the Tshuvas back and forth between Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer. This is the most contentious machlokas between Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer, and there were lashonos that were used in some of these Tshuvas that are very not as respectful as you would expect when talking to Rav Moshe Feinstein or talking about Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe brings a number of rayas to his shita. Rav Moshe holds that it's murder, that it's ritzicha mamish. So Rav Moshe, that's his primary thesis. It's a violation of lo tirtzach, and therefore only motor b'makom sakana mamish to the mother, based on the assessment of doctors. The rayas that he has is Tosus and Sanhedrin daf nun tes, where Tzitz Eliezer says, no, you're misunderstanding Tosus, and you have to look at how the other achronim learn Tosus. Tosus is just saying it's an isur bialma. He's not really saying that it's an isur ritzicha. The other rayas, what we mentioned before, the Rambam, where the Rambam is very careful to say that you can only kill the fetus because he is a rodev, and whenever the Rambam uses lefichach, it means that he's being very precise, that that's the only reason you'd be allowed to kill him. Otherwise, it's ritzicha, and you wouldn't be allowed to do it, so it's only because he's a rodev. So the Tzitz Eliezer writes, v'ani tama haflev afela. He says, I don't understand. Heich shehelem es atzmo, o lo shos libo el adirei aposkim ikama doros shekadamnu. How could the Ramosha forget about all the poskim and try to interpret that Rambam differently? Ramosha generally didn't look at all the poskim that tried to interpret the Rambam. I mean, Ramosha was meat and potatoes person. He knew all of Shas by heart. He knew all of the basic Rishonim. He knew the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim. So Tzitz Eliezer says, but I have like two dozen, Achronish Svarim that interpret the Rambam differently than the Ramosha interprets the Rambam. He says, I don't understand that how Ramosha could ignore that. Ramosha finds it offensive to suggest that the Rambam wasn't, meaning what they all essentially say is when the Rambam says Lefichach, the Rambam wasn't giving the real reason for the din. So Ramosha finds it offensive that to suggest that the Rambam wasn't giving the real reason for the heter to kill the fetus, and to suggest that the real reason is something else entirely, is that there's no issur ritzicha at all. The Rambam just didn't mention that. Rav Moshe writes, "Who zilzul al kol piskei Rambam shebechol sifro." You're being mezalzel on every psak the Rambam has in the whole sefer. When you're going to say that about Ram Shulam Midayek Vaza Avla Hachsir Tama Emes, Lahastir Tama Emes rather, Ulaminka Tam Sheker, Afkishno Gael Dina, and something that's no Gael Dina, the Ram is going to hide the real reason and give you a fake reason, doesn't make sense. There are several rayas against Rav Moshe. Tosus in Nida writes, in Nida Daf Memdal, Vim Tomer, Imtim Tzilomer, Dimutur Lahargo Bebetan, Filu Mesa Yimel Lavi Kumunach Bukovsa, etc. And then Tosus writes in the answer, Yeshom to be called Makom, Yishom Bikoach Nevesh, Mechalon of the Shabbos, Avalgav, Dimutur Lahargo. Even though you're allowed, it's Mutur Lahargo, we're still allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the baby, right? You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a sakana of a fetus. Even though it's Mutur Lahargo. And Tosus Rai is the Gosis Bidei Adam Ahargo Pater. You're Pater for killing a Gosis also, but you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the Gosis. So Moshe writes, that's not a Raya. The Tos is obviously a Tos Sofer. The word Mutter doesn't belong there. Obviously, what it means to say is Pater, both in the Kash of Tosus and in the Teretz of Tosus, because Tosus bring a Raya from Gosis Bidei Adam, which clearly is an Isser Ritzicha. So it's Pater Mimisa. So that's what he means. A Pater Mimisa on an Uber as well. And Tzitz Eliezer does not like that at all. He says, V'inayim, kola kavod. I think this was the most offensive language that the Rav Moshe's family took offense to. Lo Adoni, lo zu haderech. You're talking to Rav Moshe Feinstein. You know, it's like, that's not... but anyway, he says, V'chayim anu al pi divrei go'onei adoros, V'heima tarchu kol echad v'echad l'fi darko l'varu l'hamid kavanas tiver atos benidu l'yashvam. All the gedolei adoros worked very hard to explain this tosos, and you're just going to take the easy way out? Haderech hakalo v'apshuto b'yoser. Lomar she'ish tos sofer. You just take the easy way out by saying it's a tos sofer. How dare you, essentially, is what Tzitz Eliezer says. The chuvus, another raya against Rav Moshe is the chuvus ma'arit chelakal v'sim tzad test, where the Chuvus Ma'arit writes lines such as Da'afilu b'Yisrael nefelim lav nefeshu umamanu dechayiv. He says Alma nefelim afilu nefesh kolduhu lo mikri, which makes it sound very much that it's not Ritzicha. So Rav Moshe points out that if you look at the Ma'arit a few Chuvus earlier, he says that it is Ritzicha, and this Chuvus Ma'arit quotes a Chuvus Harashba that doesn't exist. So he says Pashtus is that this was a forged Chuvus Ma'arit. Tzitz Eliezer was not particularly pleased about that one either, and he says Ma Osa Hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein B'Divrei Amarit Eile Noket Ogamkein Haderech Hapshuta B'Yoser. Rav Moshe takes the easy way out by saying that it was forged, and how dare he do that? It's, he said we have writings from Talmidim of the Ma'arit that quote this Shuvas Ma'arit. A third ray against Rav Moshe from Ramban and Nida Daf Mem Dalim. Okay, we're not going to get into this, but at the end of the day, Lemaisa, is there an Isser of abortion? Of course, there's an Isser. How severe is the Isser La Halacha? Major machlokas haposkim. Rav Moshe held it's Ritzicha. Many other poskim, including the Tzitz Eliezer, hold that it's not Ritzicha, and therefore, even short of pikuach nefesh, there may be other cases where it might be mutter. We didn't even discuss at different stages of the pregnancy. Notably, I don't know of any poskim that say that a case of rape alone would be enough to be matir an abortion. You know, that's like the talking point, that they're going to asser abortion even in a case of rape. In halacha, yeah, we would asser abortion even in a case of rape, unless that was a cause for a concern of pikuach nefesh or something else. Meaning that mitzad atzmo would not be a heter. That may lead to other reasons that we might be mekil. But at the end of the day, it is a very, very complicated topic, and it's something that halacha is not abundantly clear about. Rav Asher Weiss is among those who are, I guess, in the Tzitz Eliezer camp of things, and he said that a lot of the poskim who hold that it's ritzicha, when there are major issues and health issues in their family, the grandchildren come to him to ask for the psak halacha. He says he feels like he's become the abortion rabbi, because when people need a heter, that they come to him, and he finds that to be somewhat unfortunate. Okay, everyone have a great day.